Take your seats. It's time to chat with Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven here at Minnesota Public Radio. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right, so we're talking about the new Wes Anderson film this morning. It's funny because the title escaped me for a moment. I looked up and it's the Grand Budapest Hotel, and I thought, okay, that's right. That's what the title is. But the funny thing about the new Wes Anderson movie is that when you say that, it's almost like the title itself is secondary because people think, oh, it's the new Wes Anderson film. I don't remember what it is, but let's go see it.
Yeah, it is. You know what it is. You know what Wes Anderson is going to be like.
Right. So let's remind folks, Wes Anderson, of course, the very quirky director who's responsible for the likes of the Royal Tenenbaums.
That's my favorite.
Is that your favorite?
That's my favorite. And Rushmore and Rushmore. The Fantastic Mr. Fox and
The Life Aquatic.
The Life Aquatic. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, Moonrise Kingdom.
That's right. Which was a very well-received movie. Yeah. Bottle Rocket is my personal favorite.
And, is it? I love Bottle Rocket.
And Rushmore after that. But so a man who has a very distinctive style. And so let's go. What did you think?
I really liked it. You know, I went through a phase where I wasn't in love with Wes Anderson as much as I had been. I think because I put too much pressure on Wes. I was expecting too much of him after The Royal Tenenbaums, and I didn't like The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou as much. And I felt like I also thought, does he have anything to say, or is it just great production design? Did I misread it?
It's a good question.
You know,
actually.
And I kind of wasn't that in love with him. The other thing, I think that it's kind of like my relationship with Tom Waits, where I start thinking, I don't like Tom Waits. And then I realize, no, I just have a hard time with the uber Tom Waits fans. And the uber Wes Anderson fans reminds me of that too, where they are just so into it. And it's like their calling card, like, I am a Wes Anderson fan. And I've learned to separate that. I've learned to not expect as much from Wes and to separate out the uber fans from my own feelings. And this is just fun. The Grand Budapest Hotel is just, it's fun. It's complete joy to watch. If you had a remote control, you could freeze at any point. Every single shot is a joy to look at, with a little treasure box of images, and it's funny. And then in the end, he does pull off, you know, I'm not expecting him to have to make a movie that moves me emotionally, you know, greatly, but he does get wonderful. He's really wonderful at bringing to life the feelings of young adults on the cusp of going into the world, whether it be through young love or finding a mentor. And that's what he does this time. The movie's about a concierge played by Ralph Fiennes, who I didn't know he could be so funny, is incredibly funny in this film. And then he has a new young lobby boy that he is mentoring. And it's at the beginning of a war, World War II, presumably, in a Eastern European country that's about to be just leveled by the Nazis and then later by communism. And so that's the story. And the story, you know, in a lot of ways doesn't matter, because it's just about the joy of the characters and the images and the music and the dialogue. And then at the end, he really does, though, pull off some feelings about loss of people and war. And he does get on some bigger stuff. I should hand it to him for that. But in the end, it's mainly just a joyride.
Some of the things that, while I always enjoy Wes Anderson movies, some of the concerns that I hear a lot of people sort of complain about. One is that they're kind of these little dollhouse dioramas, which oddly enough have popped up more than once, literally, in Wes Anderson movies. but it's like his movies are that. And also they concern themselves a lot with kind of the experience of finery and the wealthy and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And so there is
some of the movie is kind of about that. It's about a guy whose entire life, Ray Fiennes' character, is devoted to the little niceties. He's the concierge who makes the wealthy happy, and he believes, and he even says this in the film, that those little niceties are, you know, isn't that what we're here for? Isn't that our ultimate goal, to be in a place where that's what we get to care about? Mm-hmm. And isn't that what really matters? Like, at the end of the day, you had those few moments of a good tea, or in this case, a roll in the hay with an 84-year-old billionaire lady. And in his case, you know, whatever
it
is.
That's what I'm living for.
And I think that's, but if you are, if You know if Wes Anderson isn't for you, and this is all Wes Anderson. I'm not going to try to convince you that you should be overwhelmed by the beauty of the production design, which is eye-popping and incredible. It's like a $20 million movie. It looks like it must cost. I mean, it looks so expensive. It looks just gorgeous.
Who else is in this movie?
Oh, who?
Everybody.
Tilda Swinton is in the movie. I can't even say her name. I'm not even going to try. The girl from... I'm going to stop it now. I can't even think of a movie she's in.
She's that little blonde chick. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay. Saoirse Ronan. Bill Murray shows up.
Of course he does.
And Jude Law is in it and playing one of the multiple narrators that comes through. So it's as usual. He's got a wonderful cast of actors who we can apparently call and have show up and do cameos even. And it's that joyful... That joyful list of people that he usually has show up. Ed Norton shows up again. Edward Norton, I think he goes by now.
Edward.
I should call him. But mainly it is Ralph Fiennes who brings this. Every single line he reads, he brings some spin of humor to. I always thought that it was a guy who could never do comedy. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a great actor. I think they're just some actors who can never really do comedy. And that's fine. Or they're not interested in it, or they don't have the timing for it. Ralph Fiennes proved to me that he is not one of those cases.
That's cool to see.
Yeah.
It's the Grand Budapest Hotel, new Wes Anderson movie, and you can find it, I'm sure, in a lot of places.
No, you can't.
You really can't?
Only.
Are you serious?
The Landmark Uptown right now.
No way.
It was only playing in 4 theaters in the entire country last week.
I'm really surprised.
And it hasn't
surprised.
Opened everywhere. So only one place. So don't tell people
I stand
that.
Corrected.
And in fact, so if you want to go, you should probably, you're going to have to queue up or get tickets ahead of time or something.
Good to know. All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
The movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio, Stephanie Curtis.